with a pen and paper, you just...
Take the address or write them a note.
Okay. And after you got through with the letter, you'd say you had to do what to the envelope?
Address it.
Yes. Ever heard any people say anything besides that? Besides address it?
No, I don't believe.
Like back it?
Yeah, way back on it. But I forgot that. Back this letter.
Back the letter. Yeah. That meant the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you go to all that trouble to write them, you say that you expect to get an
answer.
Right. What about if a boy's learned how to do something like whistle between his teeth?
Yeah.
You might ask him, well, who knew how to do that? Who?
How was that question?
Okay, if a little boy has learned how to whistle between his teeth,
yeah,
you might ask him, well, who
taught you how to do that?
Okay. What about a child that goes around telling on other children? What would you call him?
Tattletale.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Never were real popular, right?
No.
To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
No. Well, yeah. Tattletale, they just tell on somebody for something. Gossip, that'd be people talking about one another, right, to somebody else.
Okay. Do you usually think of just grown-ups gossiping?
Yeah.
Okay. Say if you got some flowers growing outside and you want to brighten up the room a little bit.
Yeah.
You might say, well, I think I'm going to go outside and...
pick a bouquet.
Okay. And these things that little children have to play with, you say they have a lot of...
toys.
Right. Ever heard that called anything else?
No, I don't believe. Or like plaything.
Playthings. What about play pretty?
Yeah, play pretty. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say if a man wanted to get somewhere in a hurry, he wouldn't just walk, but he'd begin to...
ride.
Or if he didn't have anything to ride in, he just began to
get away.
Okay. Or say if somebody gave his girlfriend a bracelet for her birthday,
yeah,
and she was just sitting there looking at it, he might say, well, don't just look at it, go ahead and
put it on.
Okay. And let's see this expression. Say if somebody got talking about riding horses, so-and-so got thrown from that horse one time, and she's been afraid of horses ever.
Sam.
Okay. And talking about something that wasn't an accident. You said so-and-so did that.
On purpose.
Okay. And this word, if somebody took a knife and accidentally did that to himself.
Yeah.
You say he accidentally...
stabbed himself.
Right. Do you have... what names do you have for big knives, you know, one with big blades on them?
Well, they generally call it a large knife or a bowie knife or something like a hunting knife.
Bowie knife?
Yeah, skinning knife.
What about something that you might use in the kitchen?
That's a butcher knife.
Butcher knife, okay. What about, have you ever heard of anything called a cleaver?
Yeah.
What is that like? Would that be considered a knife?
No, it wouldn't be considered a knife. That's more of a thing you chop with, break bone, small bones, that's that with.
Like a butcher?
Yeah,
somebody
like a butcher used.
Okay. This expression, say if you're trying to get your car through on a road, somebody might say, well, the highway department's out there with all their equipment and they just got that road all...
blocked.
Or all tore.
Tore up.
Okay. Or if the teacher walks in the room and there's a funny picture on the board of her, she might turn around to the students and say, okay, who
done that?
Or who
drove that?
Okay. Or if you got a real heavy weight, you want to get up on the roof of a house,
yeah,
you might rig up a block and tackle and do what to get it up on
the roof? Draw it up.
Okay.